Hey, we just want to say a big merci beaucoup to
French.
In French, we're bilingual. To Big Pipe Broadband. Mm. Ooh.
Or as they say, Le Big Pipe. Le Broadband.
Yeah. Yum. Eat a croissant and chow down on some of this internet if you're not filled from the croissant. We thought we'd read you, not our own words. Here are the words of some people who've tried Big Pipe and loved it. All right. How about we start with those words from Gavin?
Gavin. Okay. Oh, this service has been rock solid and your support team are smart. Seriously, this is a big deal.
Here's what Sarah had to say. Of all the providers over the years, I never had to use tech advice with Big Pipe. It simply was fantastic.
She works in Buckingham Palace. this is from Owen Evans. Big Pipe does exactly what it says it out to do. First internet, no bells and whistles, just core .. We don't know.
We just clicked through to the preview, but as you can imagine, those testimonials,
yeah, raving.
They continue glowingly because Big Pipe are, I'll say it, the best internet
provider
in
the
Southern Hemisphere.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Hello and welcome to the Male Gaze on this beautiful afternoon, evening, morning or whenever you're listening to it.
From your bunker.
From your bunker.
You're listening on the wireless or you've pre-downloaded your podcast and you're with the family sitting in the bunker. You've come out to them because it's, you know, the end of the world and you thought, hey guys, let's listen to the Male Gaze.
I'd like you to listen to the people that turned me gay.
So, hi, mum, dad, auntie, uncle. And grandma or granddad, whatever one's lying around.
Yeah, let's hug each other and listen to this as the world ends above us. What an exciting week for the planet Earth. It's been... should we start with the... Oh, we should talk about Australia.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about Australia.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, catch up, you...
Idiots.
So Australia has once again delayed again. It felt like marriage equality was like on the cusp.
Yes.
There was an opportunity that was just going to be like a vote in parliament. It was just going to happen.
Just swoop through.
And then that got denied by the governing party. And now what they're doing is a postal vote.
So they were going to offer a plebiscite again. And then they were like, no, shut it down. No plebiscite.
Yeah.
And so now what is the option?
They're doing a postal vote, which is, again, non-binding, which doesn't fully... And when people are going to have to vote, here's an effed up thing, without fully knowing exactly what the like policy or the law is going to be. It's so weird. It's costing $122 million.
No!
And every poll coming out of Australia
no,
shows
it's
that...
too much money.
It's so much money.
It's so much money.
And it essentially feels like they're just giving that money to...
couldn't that mean money just be spent like... it could be used in so many more effective ways.
Yeah.
Suicide prevention, education, like same... like
parties.
Parties.
Free puppies.
Drag queens, bringing RuPaul's Drag Race queens to Melbourne.
A new season of Australian Idol, please.
Please. Oh, for fuck's sake. That's terrible. Oh, my God. Much love and support to anyone over living in Australia who's having to deal with... I couldn't imagine what it feels like to live in a country where, you know... you just feel no support from your government.
I can't imagine this discussion still going on and still having to justify why you should get equal rights.
I can imagine it's not funny and it's also tiring and exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so... the thing is, it's so like... if it's for religious reasons that people are fighting against marriage equality, then like, how is that one of the most important things to you? To shut that down instead of like, I don't know, helping out those less fortunate than you.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Oh. And postal vote. I mean, God, I hate to deal with anything in the mail. Like, honestly.
It's so archaic. It's like...
please give me, like, a tweet poll. That's all I want.
Yeah, a Twitter poll to decide marriage
equality. It would pass so quickly. Twitter's so gay. It'd be in like that.
Yeah. And we're just seeing gif replies. So that's shitty news. But our heart goes out to everyone in Australia right now. And do remember to post that vote, even though you shouldn't have to ever post anything because it's 2017.
It'll be done actually by pigeon vote. So you just have to write on a scroll and find a pigeon and then train that pigeon over months.
Yeah, and be kind to that pigeon. Like, yeah, get a bond with it because it's giving you a service.
Here's the thing I learned about pigeon mail. It's the pigeon from the... So the castle...
Yeah.
Would deliver the pigeons out.
What castle?
Well, like who? King Arthur's? Eli? I don't know.
Okay.
But the pigeon only knows how to fly home.
Oh.
So you don't train the pigeon to fly somewhere. It only knows how to fly home. So I guess you give out pigeons to people you're going to like DM quite a bit.
DM? I don't think it was ever called DMing in that.
Yeah.
In that time.
PM, pigeon message. And... Yeah. Yeah, and then the pigeon will fly home.
So they take it with you. They're
also
to...
fact check that, but also I'm pretty sure it's true. But also, it makes a lot of sense to be like, hey, potentially gonna like call war on your castle sometime soon. So here's a pigeon just in case.
Yeah, for your reply.
For your reply.
Can you give me one of your pigeons?
Trade. Do you want to trade pigeons? Wait, do you want to message me?
Oh my god! It's imagine so a pigeon flying in and be like, oh, I wonder if that's him.
And it's just like, got a face photo?
Yeah. Into? Question mark.
How big?
Oh, that's always...
Imagine if pigeons were responsible for sending Grindr messages. And like, yes. Also imagine being a pigeon and being like, I'm pretty sure what I'm clutching in my little crow's feet just is like a photo of a dick.
It's a dick pic.
It's like a dick pic. And then you're flying all the way to Australia or whatever and you like have a little stop off somewhere.
Yeah.
And you like check inside the picture with your tiny little pigeon feet and you're like, that's a cock, damn it.
Yeah, and you'd be so gutted. You're a pigeon, you arrive and then you see the person look at the photo and they're like, oh, that's a bit weird.
And then all the pigeons are like hanging out after work, you know, like at work. And they're like, what did you do? And it's like, oh my God, like declared war basically on England. What did you do? And you're like, I just sent a cock photo from one side of the English Channel to the... I don't know why it's all set in Europe.
One side to the other. And the...
It's because our fucking birds don't fly. It'd be like Kiwi mail and it's like, it'll take 4 days to get there because it's going to have to walk and we'll probably get eaten by a possum.
It'll be hiding. Do you know Kiwi's egg takes up like 80% of its body? Like, that's why...
Whoa.
And it lays one egg.
And that's it.
That's why it's that shape. Its whole body is just like surrounding an egg. And it lays the egg. Oh, Kiwis.
Our bird is dumb.
But it's a good time, I guess, to live in New Zealand because I'm going to tell you the fact of the day.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah, boy, I'm ready for it.
So there's impending nuclear doom at the moment.
Yes.
Have you heard about this? Do you know that Donald Trump, was just improvising when he said...
Fire and
Fury. Fire
and Fury.
Just coming up with that on the spot. Didn't clear it with anyone.
Yeah, it's... I mean, the whole kind of scenario, but it's like, who's got the bigger dick? It's kind of like what they're playing. It's like, well... We've got nukes. It's like, yeah, we got nukes too, baby. And it's like, well, we'll drop our nukes pretty close to you. In fact, we'll do them in Guam. You scared now? It's like, nah. It's like gay chicken.
It is exactly like gay chicken.
It's like, hook up or like or don't hook up for it.
Interesting that you would say gay chicken because what I investigated today was LGBT rights in for North chickens. Korea. Oh. Did you know I smooched a boy once who has been to North Korea.
Who has a beak. Oh.
Who has a beak. Who's a pigeon. He's a delivery pigeon.
You were sending your cock photo and he was like, wait a minute.
He was really taken with it.
This is the most beautiful cock I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Also, stop saying cock, Chris. It's such a weird word, eh?
It's been confronting for me every time you said it. And anytime anyone ever says that, like...
Should I just say like, thang. Your thang? Your what? Meat...
Your fang.
Fang. Like T-H-A-N-G. Like thing, thang.
Do people use that to refer to penis?
No, you just use whatever word you... You could literally use anything. Like my hummus, my cracker. I look at it.
You're looking at the table. And that's right. We've got hummus and crackers. Thanks, interns, for the snacks.
Okay, so what was your fact? You kissed a boy who went to North Korea.
Yeah, he went on a trip with like 9 other people and they got a...
It sounds like a weird Katy Perry single now. Like,
I know.
I kissed a boy from...
I kissed a boy who went on a very exclusive trip to North Korea.
Oh, that
and
would
I
be,
liked it.
It was, that would be a very scary school trip.
Wouldn't it? And because there was that US kid who went over there and then came back and everyone was like, what happened to you? And then he died. But that didn't happen to him. He just got like a guided tour. Yeah, I think it was with about 9 or 10 other students. He was a university student at the time. And they just like had a look, but they weren't allowed to do, like, it's obviously like very controlled. I don't think you can have a phone on you. You can't take any photos.
I'd be obeying all the rules.
Yeah. Like, just so by the way. I'd also...
There's no time to be like a rebel in North Korea.
Yeah. I also wouldn't want to go.
No, I just don't want to. It's like when we were planning my overseas trip and my friend was like, well, we're going to Europe. He's like, oh, I really want to go to Russia. And I was like, okay, no thanks.
You can, bye.
You can, bye.
Oh, I've never got to. Although Moscow looks quite beautiful.
Yeah, it does look
and
quite
beautiful. I think it's got kind of weirdly like a thriving gay scene in Moscow. Mm. It's like out, I don't know. LGBT rights in North Korea.
Shoot.
Let's dig in. Homosexuality and being openly transgender are not de jure illegal in North Korea. Oh, de jure. I should have looked up what that means.
Isn't it like the day?
Is it?
Like soup de jure, soup of the day?
Yeah, true. No, it means in law. soup in law. This is legally soup.
This is legally soup.
What's the legally soup of the day?
It's legally blonde.
But
de jure blonde. It's my drag name.
De jure blonde. Oh, I've got a new drag name to pitch you later on.
Oh, I can't wait to see how bad that's going to be.
But the government does not recognize LGBT rights. Therefore, LGBT persons face legal challenges.
Not really surprised by that.
Yes. So being gay is not illegal.
Oh.
But the government doesn't recognize the rights of LGBT people.
Right.
So you can't be recognized as a couple. You can't get, you know, like
married. Yeah,
all those sorts all of those. Things. So it doesn't prohibit voluntary acts of homosexuality. The minimum age of consent is 16 years old, although that law only seems to be directly applied to heterosexuality.
Mm.
There's a de facto ban on homosexuality, maybe. There's this vague law that says against the socialist lifestyle. Like anything deemed to be that. And I think
it's very sort of Edwardian, isn't it?
It is. And I think gay people have been executed.
Oh, no.
So here's the thing. It starts out, you're like, oh, homosexuality is not illegal there. But what it is most people don't even know that it exists.
Hmm.
So it's not illegal, but...
But that's kind of fucked because if you feel like you believe, like you feel like it's something that's been inside of you, this hot, like if you're just like attracted to men,
yeah,
I guess but maybe there's nothing to model it on.
I mean, I guess it's like when growing up gay in Christchurch and you're like, oh no, I've never met anyone else who's gay.
Yes, that's right.
But this is like even more so because I'm sorry, Christchurch.
Christchurch is basically North Korea is what Eli's saying.
But obviously there's no outside media coming in, so you only see the culture around you. And so there's this one article.
It's not like you're going to be reading like weird articles on the sly at night about like alternative lifestyles.
Yeah. Tom Daly and Dustin Lance Black's latest holiday.
You're not like, oh, Tom Daly's workout videos. What are these?
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
And then you're like, marching.
I do one of Tom Daly's ab routines.
Do you?
Yes.
Good on you.
Thank you. It's okay.
It works for him.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's been doing it since he was about 5 years old.
He has.
Are you ready for my Queen of the Week?
I got
more facts. They're very depressing.
I know. Oh, I was just going to speak about this specific guy. His name's Jang Yong-jin, and he was like married and stuff. But the thing is, this is an example of what it's like to grow up gay.
It's sort of like we're sizing up whether we want a holiday there at the moment. You're like kind of listing out the options. And I'm like, doesn't sound like me.
Does alanchuck.com do holidays to North Korea? He hadn't heard the word homosexual. Or like a word that would mean that until he was 37 years old.
Oh, Lord. Ho.
So he went to see a neurologist because he was like, something is wrong with me.
Yes.
And the neurologist started yelling at him. And left. And then eventually he kind of worked it out. But yeah, the story is, and then he had to leave North Korea. The story is he didn't even know
He would have been happy to have left. I mean, it'd be sad for him to leave his family and stuff. But also like, if your neurologist is yelling at you.
Neurologist yelling.
Imagine that. It's like your brain's fucked. Like it'd be so
you're not helping.
I'm like, oh my god, I paid for this.
I'm really ready for the Queen of the Week.
I love this new segment. We're just like wedging in there as well. Like just before we get into the guts of the show.
Yeah,
the show. It's a show.
The spectacle.
It's a spectacle. This podcast spectacle. My Queen of the Week is Jacinda Ardern.
Who's that? That's an international
that's a Scottish
listener.
From Edinburgh.
Who's that? I'm listening to this in Edinburgh.
Well, you may have seen her on The Guardian or other international CNN. I think she's on CNN. She is a politician in New Zealand. She's in the Labour Party, which is our
Lefties.
Centre left,
yeah.
And she was like, she's been working her way up slowly. Very cool, young politician.
She'd always said she did not want to be leader of the Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been through a succession of old white male leaders of the Labour Party who are all devoid of personality.
And just couldn't get it working.
No, could not.
There's no jazz in the apple.
No help at all.
Yeah. And anyway, so Stuart Little, our previous leader, was like, no one liked him.
Yeah, we had a mouse as the leader of our opposition party.
He resigned. And Jacinda stepped up to the plate.
Yes.
And what a mighty, fabulous plate she's made it.
Her first speech, nailed it.
Mm.
Inspiring.
But why she's my queen of the week is because I went to her, the very first kind of policy announcement that she did were her LGBTQIA, no, did I put A in there?
Yeah, A can be in there.
Policies for this upcoming election.
She did these at Family Bar, by the way, which is our only gay bar, as we've talked about in these. There's a new one coming out.
I saw that. We have to review it.
I can't wait. Cages and go-go dancers.
But like, just, oh, anyway, let's get on to this and let's talk about that club very quickly. So she walked up to the stage to do her speech and the crowd started applauding for her.
Yeah.
And it was just so emotional. I was like, every time I've seen her since she's been announced the leader of the Labour Party and is running for Prime Minister, I just get emotional. Like my eyes start watering.
Yeah.
Is that called tears? I have this reaction I don't know why. It's just, I find it very moving. Anyway.
I didn't even know you were there. I was there as well.
I was messaging you. I'm here. And I just hid in the back.
Oh, cool.
Up high so I could listen and see everything. Also, Grant Robertson. What a sweetie, eh?
I love him.
And Louisa Wall. Just
these
awesome,
are all just... who's Louisa Wall? And who's Grant Robertson?
She made it legal for same-sex couples to get married in this country.
That
she
was
really,
her bill, you idiot.
Was she a netballer?
No.
I'm sure she did a post with Jacinda recently where she was like, or maybe she just likes netball. Anyway,
I'm going to look
beside
the
point. Here are some of their policies. Labour will support this is just on the Rainbow Labour New Zealand Facebook page.
Yes.
Labour will support adoption by same-sex partners. Labour will improve access to affordable healthcare for LGBTIQ Kiwis, including gender-affirming healthcare.
Yes.
Labour will provide suicide prevention funding.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Labour will fund PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
Labour will eradicate discrimination, bullying and self-harm, ensuring rainbow youth support in Kiwi schools.
Love it.
Labour will end formal discrimination in law. Labour will improve access to rights and services for trans and intersex Kiwis.
Yes.
Fuck, those are so great.
And I was going to do a gag where for one of those policies, I was like, well, not for me. But as they went on, I was like, it would be funny on none of these.
Labour will bring over the five remaining crowning queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. That's how they should.
That's huge. That'd be so good. They're also criminalising heterosexuality.
It's banned. Jacinda will host Homo House.
She could
do that.
Louisa Wall, by the way, former national representative, netball and rugby union player.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
What a hero.
She's a hero.
She should be the queen of the week. She's the queen of the week for about this time in 2013 when same-sex marriage passed.
Fuck, the gap between that and Australia is wild.
4 years. Well, that's the thing I was thinking about because, like, when that happened, I was like 23, 24, and it was like, oh, this is cool.
Yes.
This is, but also, I had never been thinking about marriage. Now I'm 28. I am 28, Chris. Stop giving me that look.
38.
But now it's like marriage could be on the cut. I'm not saying marriage is on the
ding,
cusp of me.
Dang dong.
But I am at the age where it is like...
Those are the wedding bells, by the way.
What else would they be?
I don't know.
Six
ding,
gong?
Dang dong. Is that like a nursery rhyme? A six gong.
It's my six gong.
Can I hit the six gong? Imagine having a six gong. Good way to tell your partner you're ready for it.
Yeah.
You're just like in the kitchen, you hear like a boom.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. That is... Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, it would just be weird now, like, approaching 30. I can't imagine now in Australia, it's like, when we had it, you must have been like, oh, cool, we're about to get it. But now I feel like approaching 30, it's like, I can't believe this still isn't an option
for
me.
Yes, yes, I know.
Not to mention people who are older than that still.
Which is also, like, shout out for, like, we are so lucky and privileged in our situation of being so young and having these rights granted back to us.
We are so fucking young.
Yeah, well, but if you think about people
yes.
older than us, we've actually... carved the way and fought for those rights, you know.
It's Did you see that beautiful video of like the 90-year-old gay man talking to the 13-year-old gay boy?
No. Oh,
it's beautiful.
Oh, was he, I knew he wouldn't have been rolling his eyes at the 13-year-old gay boy. Sometimes no. Young gays, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Please be gentle on me.
What about that other, the other video of like the drag queen called Lactasia? Is a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah,
so cute.
So nice.
I'm Jacinda, another...
If you're listening.
Jacinda, if you're listening, call me. It's her campaign launch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's her fundraising debate.
Something like that.
Some shit. Nah, it'll be great. Our friend Alice Nitter from Bottles of the Heart is debating.
And my friend Tom Sainsbury as well. Oh, our friend too. So this theme of this episode is called... Games. GAYMIES.
Oh, why is the I in there?
Intersex.
Games. Says for intersex, you bigot.
You bigot. Come
Did
on.
You know, fact of the gay, there are more people, there are more intersex people in the world than there are redheads.
Wow.
Yes.
Wowee.
I mean, I think it, obviously being intersex is like, there's a spectrum to that.
Yes, as there is to being redhead.
Yeah, you
can be strawberry
exactly.
blonde.
I'm a little bit redhead in some places. Which places? I'll never tell.
Your pubes?
Yeah. There's not many other options. And my pubes.
Well, you'd just be like, my armpits here's red for some reason.
Yeah.
You're quite dark-headed, so that surprises me.
It was a lie. I mean, no, there's some that are kind of like, oh, I don't know.
We sure don't need to talk about it.
Yeah.
But also, for Jacinda to really be the queen of the week, she needs to release a fragrance.
She does.
So we're looking forward to that
to
one.
Be honest, she needs to release over 20.
Yeah, but it should be called Policy.
Oh,
wouldn't
that
be a great perfume name?
What
fragrance?
Are you wearing?
Policy. Policy. That's great.
What policy?
Policy.
Policy.
Jacinda's fourth fragrance.
To Paris Hilton just released another one, right?
I'm pretty sure. She did a tweet that was like, another great day planning my new TV show and also planning my 24th fragrance. And when we talked about it, we talked about her 23rd fragrance. And it was not that long ago.
She's getting it out so quick. And it's a new album. She's almost finished her album.
Ooh, I can't wait to review it and listen to it all the time.
Oh.
I love her so much. Honestly, her tweets are on form. The other day I was just like, hey, you are beautiful. Like,
I love that.
I know. And I was like, thank you for it. And she's like, just don't forget. But she doesn't say fierce. She's like, just don't forget how hot you are.
Here's what she said. When you believe in yourself, everybody is beautiful. And yeah. I was like, not necessarily. I think it's plenty of people who believe in themselves and don't see everyone as beautiful.
I just think
Kim Jong-un.
She should make a book.
Yeah, I'd read it.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't take too long to read.
No, I imagine there's a lot of fragrances in there.
Yeah. Oh, every
like, page six is just a new fragrance?
Every page is a scratch and sniff sample.
Oh, Kevin, release that book already.
So I bet you're wondering why the theme is games.
Well, we both downloaded and played.
Like a video game, which is not like us. We're not gamers. We would not. Oh, that's not the tribe we would choose.
I played Crash Bandicoot.
The way you pronounce that definitely shows cute, yeah. How long it's been since you played that.
We were talking about this earlier. He's a hot body.
He's buff. He's got a real kind of that V-shaped torso that Swimmer's I would body. Dream of having.
But he's also a bandicoot.
Yeah, and you know what? That's my one role.
Which is a fox?
A cat?
It's a kind of... I imagine it's like a marsupial.
Definitely marsupial. Like a bush baby.
Yeah. So probably shouldn't call a bush baby cute.
I'm going to go out and... Oh, no, they are. They've got big, beautiful eyes.
But you... Okay, they're cute like a baby, but they're not hot.
No, they're not hot. Okay, hottest animal on the count of three.
One, two, three. Zebra.
Whoa! Why?
What? Oh, my God. Should we make out? No, no. I regret
we've got a podcast to record, and Tim Bat's in the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, though, you know when people like have sexy like apartments, they always have like zebra print somewhere, and I'm always like, "This is not sexy. Get the zebra print out of here."
No, I wouldn't want to have sex on like a zebra print.
No,
a little mat or something.
It's always strange when someone has a skinned animal on the floor.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh my god, that is full noise."
I do feel like zebras are quite muscular, also, and they're quite kind of short, which is a little bit cute.
And they're also kind of wearing eyeliner. Yeah, they're kind of like otters.
Yeah, they are like, little otters.
Well, not the animal. The gay subculture.
Imagine if there was a gay tribe called Zebra. What would that be defined as?
Zebras are
Dyed hair.
Yes.
But punked clothes, ripped jeans.
I feel like zebras are more like muscular than that. You're so right. They're kind of like horses.
Yeah, I guess it's like loud colours to stand out amongst the bar.
Loud colours to stand out. Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like Aziz?
Yes.
He's a bit of a zebra.
He is a zebra.
If you're listening, Aziz.
Shout out to you and your zebra style.
So just anyone who fits within that category. So we put him in the middle and then everyone else who kind of outside
around
of him.
Around
him. Or like sporty jocks who are like kind of camp.
Yes, sporty femme jocks.
Yes, they're zebras.
I think I'm a zebra, maybe. Nah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm on the zebra otter spectrum.
Yeah.
we both played a game. It's called Dream Daddies. It is, if you haven't played it, it is basically, it's more of a novel than a game. It's like a novel. It's like a picture book. It's like a choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, it's like a guide you how to read, like, thing. I was like, this game's stupid. I kind of gave up.
There's a lot of reading to it.
So much reading. I'm trying to read other books on the side at the moment. And yeah. So I was like, this is too much effort.
Yeah, I played more than you, I think. I thought the writing in it was quite funny. I was just quite struck how much it was like a book. But I did go on Hopsters. So did you start dating one of the daddies?
No, I got to a bar.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't go home with that guy?
No.
Oh. So one of the things you do first off is you go to the bar when you first get there. Then a woman hits on you who's drunk, right?
Yes, I think she just hit on me and then I had to leave to do this podcast.
Okay. And you've had like another week to play this game.
I've been busy.
You've had enough time to play Dream Dad. Anyway, the wife like hits on you. Woman, you don't know that she's a wife yet. Anyway, then there's this quiet guy at the corner of the bar who then like you get talking to him and he barely talks to you, but then he kind of like just grabs your hand and takes you home with him. Like hot sex. And then the next day there's a barbecue and you meet all the dads.
Oh.
And then you can kind of choose. You get a kind of...
It's like a piece of queer cinema.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a weird movie. And also, it's like a weird town. It's like, you're there with your daughter. And
is it San Fran?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's like a little beach. Maybe, I think it's a small town, though.
Right.
Anyway, it seems like the town is 100% only populated by you and other gay dads and their kids. And
buff, they're all buff guys.
Except for the overweight redhead one.
Yeah, it's so weird, though, like, because does a daddy have to be buff?
No.
So why aren't any of them just like skinny or like thin? Or
my one was skinny, the one that I made.
Right.
Because
I mean, and when I say skinny, I mean just like not hugely muscular, like unbeefed.
Yeah. My one, I called him Jazz Pup.
Cute.
First name Jazz, last name Pup.
Mine was called Cop Arms.
Oh, yes.
Because they're the nicest arms.
They are the nicest.
They're kind of naughty, but they're also in the law.
Yeah. Anyway, the dad that I pursued the hardest,
yes,
was the woman that hits on you, his wife.
This is like queer cinema.
He is a youth pastor.
Yes, the blonde one.
The blonde one.
With all those fucked up kids.
Yes. I don't think I was like, I wasn't into his aesthetic, but I was into the storyline of seducing a youth pastor, basically. But
basically, he looked Aryan and his whole family looked Aryan.
Yeah,
and
it's scary.
He had a sulky little son called Chris. And I was like, that's me. That's my story. That's my story right there. Let's click on that kid and see where that goes.
Your dad wasn't a youth pastor.
No, he wasn't. He was an accountant.
Anyway, I pursued him. I went on a few dates. I didn't bone him. It was too hard. And that's when I gave up.
It's got a great ring. I was going to say ring tune.
Yeah.
Theme tune.
I just wish it looked more like The Sims. And I wish I could...
I wish there's more game choice. Parts of it. And I wish they could, like, they took off their clothes and, like, The Sims and then rolled around in the bed, like,
that was good. Because here's the thing, when you had sex with that guy, it just, like, went black and kind of described the start of it. And then you'll wake up.
No.
Like, no, I didn't download the game Dream Daddy to not witness the sex.
Yes. What kind of games did you play growing up?
Okay. Warcraft 2.
Whoa. You said you didn't play games. That's like the gamiest game.
No, I was very into games from the age 8 to 15.
26.
8. I gave them up when we started recording this podcast. So
I've got to give them up. Chris is going to bully me.
No, Warcraft 2 is like it's not like the internet one where you join other characters. It's just like you either choose orcs or humans and you fight each other.
Oh.
And they're great characters, really funny voices, the orcs. There's one that goes, hur, 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 I'm working. And there's the peons who like build your
system. It sounds really cool.
It was cool. Basically, I played different versions of that. Age of Empire and Red Alert, which was the same thing, set in kind of like you're finding like communists.
We had a demo disc on a PlayStation.
What games did you play? We had one demo disc.
We had one demo disc.
Yeah.
And it had Abe's Odyssey on it.
Sick.
And I only got to like one certain point, but I freaking loved Abe's Odyssey. I can't remember what noise he made. Yeah, something like that. And oh, we also on our computer had this game called Fairy Tale Mashup. And it was like old school, like very pixeled game.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, like Dream Daddy, you had to enter your name. And we would always be like, Poo.
Classic.
And a classic. And then it'd be like, Hi, Poo. Like, and then it would just be laughing the whole time as kids, me and my siblings. And then my brother changed it to Shit. It was like, hey, shithead, or something. And then my mum found out and she confiscated the game.
Oh.
But I was like, mum, this language is going to be out in the world every day. Like, you just, we've got to get used to it.
Yeah. And what better way to get ready for the real world than with the calling this character mashup. Poo. I used to play a game called Nickelodeon 3D Movie Maker. It was like, you had the 3D characters. You had like Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
Wow. Who's so depressed, right?
So and sad. So maybe, and he's coming back.
Is he?
Yeah.
I hope he's found help.
In that Hawaiian shirt.
Sure, they didn't. Whatever world they live in, they.
Every character in that, apart from Heifer, is riddled with anxiety.
So much anxiety.
The turtle.
It gave me anxiety watching that show as a kid. And that's when I first kind of understood, like, anxiety was Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah. In the Movie Maker, you had to choose, like, lines of dialogue, but there was only, like, 20 to choose from. So you had to kind of build a story with quite a lot of restrictions. It made me the writer I am today. And the turtle's main quote that you could make him say was, I'm nauseous, I'm nauseous, I'm nauseous.
Great.
And the heifer used to go, hum, 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 I'm humming. That was a good game.
We had I had Top of the Pops. I don't know where. I think I bought it.
A game?
Yeah.
What?
From a Scholastic. Like the Scholastic book, Lucky Book Club thing.
Yes.
You know, you have those like pamphlets.
Shout out to Scholastic.
Oh, so good. And like, I picked a game weirdly and mum said yes, which she like never would do.
Yeah.
And the game Top of the Pops, it was like you... And I remember putting the CD into the computer and basically my whole computer was like shut down. but it had like the opening theme tune for Top of the Pops. And then it was essentially GarageBand.
Oh,
where
you
had like all these pre-MIDI like tracks.
I had a similar game called Music 2000.
And then you'd like put them all together and be like, like these horrible MIDI tracks and like create music.
I got really into it. I used to, this is so gross. I used to download people's a cappella auditions from American Idol, like the sound file of that.
Oh,
and then make like dance remixes using
God.
That. Is that the gayest thing that you've heard that
so
I did?
Oh, God.
Okay, another game.
You're like one of those people that downloads like every part of like a TV show and then like uploads like a mashup of like the best of Joey and Rachel from Friends.
Oh, I used to also download quotes, my favorite movie quotes or TV quotes, and then use them, like put like dance music and then over the top it would be like, how you doing?
I wonder if those exist somewhere. I'd love to hear them.
Oh, they might do.
Oh my God, I can't deal with that.
Okay, last game that I want to talk about.
Yes.
Iconic. Spice Girls, the game. Did you ever play it?
No.
PlayStation game, very short.
Did you get to pick their outfits?
Yes.
That's my favorite part of any game.
Yeah, you picked which Spice Girl you wanted to be, and she would be standing in the center of the five. The whole game was building a music video. So you just picked her, picked her outfits, picked the song you wanted to choose. Very limited.
Rename the game Dream Job.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Very limited amount of songs, so maybe four songs. Oh. And one of them was... such a shit song, but I know it so well because it was in the game. It was Generation Next, Generation Next, a generation. Bad Spice Girls song.
It's probably the ones they could afford.
Yeah. And then you play a dance like you would in a dance arcade game, normal. And then you learn how to do the different combinations to the different moves. And then in the end, you film the music video and you're losing the moves that you've learned building a music video. It takes about half an hour and that's the whole game.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite part of any game is designing the outfits for the characters to wear.
Same.
Dream Daddy was the best bit.
Yeah, The Sims.
The Sims. And that's a good, like, for me, it was a good indicator of my sexuality. I was like, I want to design their outfits, I want to design their house, and then I want to make the two men fuck.
Oh, when I used to have The Sims, I made my computer crash because you used to be able to just download outfits that people had made, like computer people.
Oh, yes.
Designed the, and I would just download so many outfits. And, like... Queen Amidala's outfit, and I'd have the Sim dressed as Queen Amidala. Wow, I feel like I've revealed some of the gayest things about myself that I'd really suppressed, because
it's so good.
Me alone with my computer. Obviously.
Your computer knows.
Computer knew.
You're like, you came out to your computer and the computer was like, I know. I knew right from the very beginning.
The first click
you searched. I know. Oh my God, if your computer had a voice, mine would be like, dude, you sick fuck.
Mine would be like, why do you keep watching the same video? Explore
more. Be dangerous. Okay, we're going to end this episode on a game because that only feels appropriate, right?
Yeah, but a board game, not a computer game.
Yeah, it's a real life game. You can touch it with your hands.
This game has a bit of history because this was a present that I got for my only ever ex-girlfriend.
You gave it to her, she gave it to you.
I gave it to her.
Oh yeah, and now she's my flatmate.
Yeah.
So that's the complicated situation.
And
Eli,
we don't talk.
We do not talk to each
other. She doesn't know who Chris does the podcast with.
Don't tell her. The game is called Jenga. Have you heard of it? Tower of blocks. But this game is called Girl Talk Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's pink because it's made in the 90s.
That's the color of girls talking.
Yep. It's also the color of gays talking. And it has provocative questions on each block that you pull out.
Yeah.
So the kind of game is really answer the cool questions, but also don't throw over the tower of blocks.
So we're actually playing the game, which is a little bit of jeopardy that you can't see right now.
Yeah, we should have recorded this if we were smart about it.
I know.
Oh.
Guys. Oh, this is a good. The first question is hot fire. All right, the first question on Girl Talk Jenga is, Chris, what is your favorite food?
Oh my God, it's such a good question though. Oh, can I say hot dogs?
Great.
It's an unusual one.
Cool. I'm going to say chicken karagi.
Mm-hmm. Also, pizza is really up there.
Yeah, pizza is good.
Oh my God, you picked the worst spot. The whole jeopardy of this tower is, okay, I'm just trying to get this block out.
Oh, I can't wait for this next question.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, tower is already shaking.
Eli, who is the most daring person you know?
Oh,
that's a good question.
Daring person I know. Wow.
You can't say yourself.
Jacinda Ardern, our Queen of the Week. I know her. I've competed in debates against her, and she could be the next Prime Minister.
Jacinda,
a daring human being.
I'd probably say AJ Hackett.
Do you know AJ Hackett?
Well, I know of him.
Oh, come on.
There's no more daring than he made the bloody bungee jump.
All right, I'm picking up another piece.
That's so easy.
Oh, Chris Parker. Perfect one for you. What is your favorite sport?
See, because I hate most of them. Diving.
To watch?
Diving to watch. Yeah. Not diving to do.
Yeah.
Tennis to do.
Nice.
Yep. Or bowls, lawn bowls.
Lawn bowls
is
fun. Tonk.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, Eli? Sport?
Mini golf.
Putt. I mean, this is just a great way to get to know each other.
I set the Jenga board up definitely closer to me. Oh, you've almost got two there.
Okay. What animal would you... I mean, these questions should be more provocative, really. What animal would you like to most have as a pet?
Oh, these are the real questions.
And let's blow this one out. Like, you can have a wild animal.
Okay.
There will be repercussions.
I don't think these are the questions that girls really ask each other, but...
I like to think that, like, Jacinda's, like, sitting in her office and she's like, oh, God, I have to answer a question. And then, like, gets her blocks out.
Okay. Animal I would most want as a pet. Okay, if I could have anything.
Yeah.
Stegosaurus, the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that face. That's a cool answer. That is a cool answer.
I would have a crocodile.
Okay. Oh, here's a very similar one. If you're an animal, what would you want to be?
Zebra.
Zebra, we already
answered
that.
We've discussed this. They're fucking hot.
This podcast official.
Look how
that
I can slide that one in. There's this block. It's the middle ones are just like slippery.
What was provocative was.
Oh, okay. Finally. What is your worst fear?
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I don't want a shit answer. I want a real good answer.
Okay. The afterlife truly is like you're fully sentient and it goes on forever.
Oh my God. I think about that all the time because it's like, also like imagine if like they were right and like God was real and that he was like, yo, you figure you're going to hell.
You'll be the worst.
I'll be like, oh my God, no. Everything I lived for, everything I fought for, yeah, and like mocked.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, you go.
My biggest
fear.
I kind of sort of semi-answered that, but also my biggest fear would be, yeah, it is that. It's about eternity, living for eternity. I just want to rot away quickly.
Same. I want to be dead and done. Not immediately.
Not like in like, I got a lot in like 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, on that note, what is your favorite cereal?
Oh.
That's like the most boring AMA of all time.
Yeah. Cornflakes.
Okay, cool.
You?
Sultana brand.
Ooh, okay, this is quick fire now.
Do they have Sultana brand overseas? I don't know. Probably.
Here we go. What is one goal? This is really cute. See, that's why I love this game. Eli, what's one goal you want to achieve this year?
Oh, I just want to have that mental feeling of feeling truly on top of things.
Oh my God, yes. You need to have a physical indicator for that. That's the best way to, I reckon, achieve your goals.
Really?
So you're like, physically it would look like this.
Good skin.
You mean you want a good skincare regime?
No, I mean like, I would feel like I was on top of things. So I'd be so relaxed.
Your skin's
no
stress. Great.
Thank you.
So you're already achieving your goals. What my one goal would be is like, oh, just to work. I want to work some like solo material, stand up or storytelling or something.
Yes. Love
poetry?
It.
No, probably not poetry.
What country would you like to visit?
I would love to visit North Korea. No, joking. Russia. No, kidding. America.
Yeah, I'm trying to book flights at the
but
moment.
But also kind of scared.
Well, that's the thing. The deals are really cheap because right it's now. Like, and the reason they're cheap is because of
impending war.
The impending doom. The terrible president.
Oh, my God.
But I'm in the
so
process
true.
Of booking. I almost got some flights around Christmas for $1,000 return.
Wow.
Less than $1,000.
That's so interesting. Who's your hero?
You.
No, a real answer.
Okay.
I'm not your hero. I'm a piece of shit.
No, you are great, though. Who is one of my heroes? True hero of mine is...
So interesting. Who do I look up to the
Who
most?
Who I really look up to? Oh, Anderson Cooper. I don't know.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I look up. My hero at the moment is John Early. Actually, that American comedian. Every time I see him, I'm just like, you've got my dream job.
Sarah Silverman is also a big hero of mine. I love her. What is your favorite color to wear?
Green.
Same.
I'm wearing it today.
I'm not wearing it today.
And every time I wear it, I think of you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Eli looks great in green.
I lost a green. This actually is bringing up a sore point. And during Comedy Festival this year in New Zealand, I lost a green flannel shirt that really...
I know that one and it looks amazing on you. That's the one I'm thinking about.
I don't know where it is.
Okay. Finally, the question I was waiting for.
Are you gay?
How gay are you? No. What? Imagine if I was like, are you gay? It'd be so useful. Imagine if also like a friend was just trying to make their other friend come out. Like they knew and they're just like, oh, here's this one. Are you gay?
Tina, are you gay?
I'd like, right, if I wanted to come out, like right on the block, are you gay? And make sure that someone picks it.
Yeah.
What do you like most about yourself?
Ooh, physical.
And a serious answer.
Okay, physical or personality attribute?
Personality, of course.
We don't believe in the physical form on this podcast.
No.
Okay, what do I like most about myself? I think I'm generous with laughter.
You are. Your laugh is so good.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I completely validate that.
What do you like most about yourself?
I think I'm always trying to be better.
Like that is true.
Yeah, like I'm always like, oh, this is shitty behavior. I could do way better.
I love that. Who's your closest friend?
Oh no! Oh my God.
I don't know if we should answer this one.
It's so weird because to say a name would be, but it's not you.
I know, neither.
This is strictly professional.
Yeah, we
sign invoices.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's such a hard question. It is a hard question because actually at the end of the day, I always wonder like, you know, okay, so what's the movie where... Elijah Wood is like running from that big meteorite.
Deep impact.
I watched that as a kid and was like, fuck, what a situation. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, like, would you be running for your friends or like, would you be running for your family?
True.
And I think I'd be running for my family in that instance, even though they're not the people that you choose to be around. You still have this like deep connection with them that you just don't understand. And so I think my best friends would be my family.
Yeah, I'd say.
Which is pretty wild because I don't like hanging out with them in the weekends.
We don't do brunch or anything.
No.
Yeah, maybe the same for me. It's very, I'm very transient. I think the term is a fucked up term anyway, because throughout different periods of your life, you share things with different people in your life.
Like,
you know what I mean?
You're my best, when you're my best friend. Yeah. And like, when people rate their like best friends, I'm like, it's kind of effed. Like, just chill out and stop being like so mathematical with your friends. I want this towel to fall over.
I know.
You're an anarchist, and I love that about you.
Thanks. Thanks so much to you, to Tim, and to bigpipe.co.nz. This has been The Male Gaze.
Forever.
But we don't normally sign out like that.
No, we're signing out forever. I mean, who knows if the world's going to be standing tomorrow.
That tower was a metaphor for society.
Crumbling.
We love you guys.
And let's just do that thing quickly.
Oh, yes.
We could just do it, so shme. He did ask, and we did say yes.
Yeah, well, he asked to link to it on social media. Oh, so that's how it will work.
Oh, let's just do that then. We don't need to talk about it. I didn't read the question.
No, let's just quickly do a little shout out.
Okay, cool.
I'll do it.
Okay, great.
Also, one of our listeners is doing a survey on the safe queer spaces around Auckland City. So if you're an inhabitant of this beautiful city of Sails, go to our Facebook page or our Twitter, and we're linking to that survey. And it would be awesome if you could fill it out.
Go on.
Treat yourself.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.